for the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. We've talked with James. They obviously oppose the casinos that have been proposed for downtown Lansing, and we want to get an update from James. How are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing real well. Thank you.
I know you and I talked yesterday about that huge story that was in Sunday's Detroit Free Press, basically saying there are 22 new proposed casinos, and there's not just one for Lansing, but there's three proposed deals. When you saw that story, what'd you think?
Not surprised at all. I mean, I've been engaged in these gaming issues for a long time, and I've been engaged in a number of these proposals specifically, both from an Indian tribe trying to do an off-reservation casino and these various commercial developers, or in this case, with this group calling itself Michigan First, it's a group of term-limited politicians who are seeking 8 more casinos around Michigan. So, you know, this is par for the course, but it does point out an important detail that I've tried to explain from the beginning of this Lansing discussion, is that these issues are statewide. It's not a local issue. It's not specific to one particular area of the state. So when you're talking about casinos, you have to remember that not only do they have a statewide impact if you're talking about commercial casinos, but with tribal casinos, there's actually a national or a federal implication that goes along with it. So these are very, very complex issues.
Now, you're with the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. The Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians was the entity that proposed and had the big press conference for Lansing, but there's two other groups called Michigan Is Yours and Michigan First that also want to put casinos there, and you don't want them there.
Well, if you look at Lansing in particular, Lansing has 3 proposed casinos right now, one from the Sioux Tribe, one from this Michigan Is Yours, and another from Michigan First. So I leave it to the listeners, to Lansing residents, to really think about whether or not you want to have 3 casinos here in Lansing. I mean, you know, look at what's at stake. We're in a state with 25 casinos already, which is a pretty high number. I mean, around the country, any other state that you look to, 25 is near the top. What's at stake here is potentially doubling the number of casinos through all of these various proposals. Even the Sault Ste. Marie tribe proposal has a potential to spark unprecedented casino expansion around the state, because there's a total of 4 tribes that are seeking 7 off-reservation casinos. The Sioux tribe wants another one over in Romulus. You know, and under this legal theory that they're proposing, they could do as many casinos as they choose, because they're saying, hey, we found a loophole in a non-applicable law to gaming that we say the federal government, you have to take our land into trust, and it automatically becomes eligible for gaming. Within the law, there is no practical limitation of what they could do with that. So that's a very dangerous precedent. In addition to that, as we've stated before, you know, this Lansing proposed off-reservation casino violates the tribal state compacts that all the tribes promised that they would not do this unless all of the tribes agreed. That wasn't only a tribal provision. That was put in there under former Governor John Engler to try to keep the peace and to try to keep some sensible limitations on these casino developments. We think that's a sensible provision, very reasonable, and we think the Sioux Tribe has gone back on its word.
If I was to play devil's advocate, I would rather, if I wanted to go gambling, as opposed to going more than an hour to Detroit or an hour north up to Mount Pleasant or more than an hour to the west in Battle Creek, I'd rather go here in Lansing and keep the money locally. Well, why wouldn't I want to do that?
Well, you have to look at what the whole consequence of Tony Conley wanting to just travel one block from his house to go play a slot machine. Go to the state of Wisconsin, for example, and stop at any gas station. You'll see 5 or 6 slot machines sitting right there at the door. I mean, is that the kind of state that we want? I would argue we have sufficient number of casinos right now with 25. We have horse racing that you can go bet on, not only live racing, but you can bet on simulcast racing anywhere in the country. We have a ubiquitous lottery with the Club Keno game. It's an electronic device in all the bars and restaurants.
All right, James, see, I get all that, but
you don't have to go. The point that I'm making, Tony, you don't have to go to Mount Pleasant to gamble.
Well, but if I want to go to a casino, I don't want somebody telling me I got to go an hour away and spend my money in another community as opposed to being here, and I'm not a gambler.
You can support it then. I mean, that's your choice. And I'll tell you this, specifically with Lansing, we have seen one city council hearing last Wednesday. We're going to have another city council hearing tomorrow, and then a potential city vote sometime this month. We're not seeing a groundswell of support for this Lansing off-reservation casino, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you that. And another issue that nobody wants to talk about is they already tried to do a petition initiative to support a Lansing casino, and it failed last fall. So I think, respectfully, Tony, I don't see you being in the majority here,
mm-hmm.
with you playing devil's advocate, talking about wanting a casino here so bad. Would you want three casinos in Lansing? Because that's what's at stake. I mean, again, getting back to the issue in totality here and looking at the big picture is not just one casino, but a potential of three in Lansing and a doubling of the number of casinos around the state.
Now, James, what I've learned from you, and I appreciate this information, there's going to be a lawsuit, and you think you're going to have the support of the governor's office as well as the attorney general.
There's no question. And just look at the legislative history for this Land Claim Settlement Act that they're trying to use. The word casino is not mentioned anywhere. Congress never intended for a tribe like Sault Ste. Marie to use this Land Claims Act to go 300 miles away from its reservation to do a casino, two blocks from the state capitol, when it already has, the Sioux Tribe has five casinos, more than any other tribe in the country. Now it wants to get another casino using this Land Claim Settlement Act. It's no wonder that people are coming out against it. I mean, we certainly believe that there's not going to be support at the federal level for this. I mean, we know that Congress didn't intend for this to occur. The governor's position's been very clear that he feels off-reservation gaming could lead to negative consequences of unprecedented proliferation of casinos. And the attorney general is already party to a lawsuit dealing with the Bay Mills tribe when it opened a casino illegally in Vanderbilt using the same land claims theory that the Sioux tribe's using. So the writing's on the wall. This is illegal. This is illegal.
All right.
Flat out.
All right, James, no one has enlightened me more to your point of view as you have. I appreciate the knowledge. We'll continue to stay in contact. It's a very fascinating topic. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, Tony. Take care.